All senators voted.
It had divided the Senate and called its leadership into question. Now Senate President Mike Karadopoulos, tension evident in his voice, awaited the verdict.
19 yeas, 21 nays, Mr. President.
By a vote, the bill fails.
The applause came from prison guards and their family members who had become fixtures in the state capitol during the privatization debate. They walked the hallways, testified at committee hearings, and made their personal stories a central issue. Had the privatization of 28 Southern Florida prisons gone through, thousands would have lost their jobs.
The reason we won today was we made this about facts.
Brad Pruitt is a correctional officer at Santa Rosa Correctional Institution, which was not on the privatization list.
We equipped the senators with the facts that this was not going to save money. It was all about lining the pockets of a handful of people. It was definitely going to cause an issue for public safety for both the officers, the inmates, and the public.
But many senators complained they never got facts they could trust. There were too many variables in side-by-side cost comparisons of state prisons and private prisons, too many conflicting anecdotes, and a real fear that the cost of laying off thousands of prison workers would dwarf the 7% savings they were told to expect. Meanwhile, said Republican Dennis Jones of Seminole during the floor debate, public opinion was turning.
Public perception back home is what it is, same as on a campaign trail, and right now it looks like you're putting public safety an issue is only worth 7%.
Jones was one of nine Republicans who joined the Senate's 12 Democrats in a coalition assembled by another Republican, Mike Fasano of Newport Richey. Fasano's rebellion against President Haradopoulos had cost him a prison committee chairmanship, but this was Fasano's night.
A clear message was sent by 21 of the 40 senators today. We do not want to privatize public safety. We do not want to turn over $500 million worth of state-paid, taxpayer-paid correctional facilities to two corporations and let them earn money on the backs of taxpayers. That is bad policy.
Using the Republican leadership math, privatizing the prisons would have saved the state more than $16 million a year. Haradopoulos, who lost a similar privatization battle in the last legislative session, says he accepts the judgment of the Senate, but that money will have to come from somewhere.
And everyone knows the consequences of it, meaning that we're going to have to find $16.5 million somewhere else, not just for 1 year, but for many years to come.
The Senate president said education and health care are now likely to experience what he called a disproportionate hit. What happens now remains unclear. Senate leaders say Governor Rick Scott has the power to privatize prisons by executive order. The governor hasn't said what he'll do, but he may have learned from the Senate experience that there are easier and gentler ways to reduce his prison budget by 7%. Rick Stone, Tallahassee.